So I don't want to talk very long either, to give you as much time as possible. But we are doing something totally new today. New separation technique, right? What is that? Ion exchange chromatography, which of course is a type of chromatography. There's all kinds of chromatography techniques. Thin plate, gas, liquid chromatography, and you probably did chromatography accidentally as a kid, but just by spilling watercolors onto a napkin, and you come back later and you see the rainbow effect. It's because that color of paint is really a mixture of different colors, and those particles travel through the paper at different speeds, and therefore you see the individual colors that it's made out of. If you do that, that's paper chromatography. That's how it's done. But any given kind of chromatography relies on the fact that the particles that you want to separate from each other are going to interact with some sort of stationary medium to different degrees. Some things will stick to it well, some others won't. And therefore, they will travel in what is called the mobile phase, which is what they are dissolved in. They'll travel through that along the stationary phase at different speeds, depending on how well they stick to that stationary phase. That's true of all basic kinds of chromatography. And what is this ion exchange chromatography an example of? What kind of chromatography? It's column chromatography, which is why you have a little column packed in your plastic tube that should be out somewhere. Why are you using two different columns? Right, the two columns differ from each other. Anytime you're doing chromatography, you specially prepare a column for whatever you're trying to do. One of these two columns has a positive charge to it, and one of them has a negative charge. So the positively charged column is going to attract negatively charged proteins, vice versa for the other one. Any given protein is going to be a mixture of positively and negatively charged amino acids. But when that protein folds up into three-dimensional space, has its tertiary structure, it's going to be either more positive or more negative on the exterior of it. And that's going to determine how well it sticks to either one of these columns, right? The ones that are the most positive of all the proteins in your mixture are going to bind very tightly to the negative column and not at all to the positive column, right? So you're going to make collections of what things flow right through the column today, and you'll collect different things in different tubes because you're going to collect them at different times. You're going to have stuff flowing through your tubes continuously, but the stuff that comes out first will contain the proteins that don't stick to that medium very well at all, right? The other ones that kind of stick won't be trapped in there, but they'll be slowed down compared to the ones that don't stick at all. So when you switch over to another tube and make collection after so much time, then that tube is going to contain proteins that differ from the first one, and so on down the line throughout the chromatography run. You're going to do the same thing for both columns. And really what that means is you are even further purifying what you've already purified by a different method, right? What was the other method? Right, you did centrifugation to create the fractions that you've been working with already, right? Those have different concentrations of various proteins in them because you have separated them via centrifugation. And now you're going to take one of those fractions, which one? The 65P, and subject it to both of these columns and collect from each column at different times. And then you're going to spectrophotometrically assay the enzyme activity in those tubes, and you want to end up saving the top two or three tubes as far as activity from each of the two columns. So you'll be saving, you know, you're going to pool the, say you have the top three tubes from one column, you'll pool that into one tube you save. Same for the other column. You also want to save whatever leftover 65P you have, plus you're going to save both columns. Make sure you label everything very well, not only your identity, but what exactly it is, so that you can get it from the mix of stuff that she doesn't throw anything out, which is good, but it needs to be well labeled because you have to go through it. Okay? That's all I want to say because it can take a while.